Somewhere between 97,000 and 111,000 new people would be eligible for an expanded Medicaid program in Idaho. But where would those people come from? Close to half would migrate from four state programs already in place to help low-income residents with medical needs. 35,000 would come from the community health centers in the state. Another 6,000 would come from Idaho's catastrophic health care program. Laura Summers is with Levitt Partners, which conducted the $100,000 study on Medicaid expansion for the state.
Idaho's population, newly eligible population, is going to consist of both the younger, relatively healthy population, a lot of those mothers who are receiving treatment at community health centers with less serious chronic conditions, as well as an older population with more serious chronic conditions.
Another 4,300 would come from Idaho's adult mental health services, and 2,000 would switch over from the correction department as they get out of prison.
We were able to determine that about a third of the population is expected to be obese, smoke, and or have high cholesterol. So all of those factors are indicators of more serious chronic conditions to come.
The rest of the newly eligible would come from other programs or the ranks of the uninsured. The Levitt report says 64% of those newly eligible would have jobs but would not have health insurance. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.